Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Nolan and I are happy to have you back. Glad to have you with us wherever you are out there in the world listening to us. Hopefully you had a dirty week, as we always say, as a player, a parent, a coach. Doesn't seem to matter, because that's what it's all about. I mean, it's all about loving this game, playing this game, being a part of this game in any way, shape, or form that you can. And, certainly a lot of stuff to talk about on tonight's show. Team movements, player movements, teams that are starting to identify themselves as, Nolan and I perceive it anyways, in serious danger of a long season. If you're a fan of those teams, you know, we feel for you a little bit as well. So, and of course, unfortunate news with Mr. Trout. We'll talk about that. Seems as an annual event, but this one might just be a little bit deeper where we dive into it as well on that one. But variety of stuff to talk about tonight, and we're going to try to cover off as much as we can for you, as we always do. Thank you for the curtain call questions. We'll be answering them when that segment comes. Hey, before we get there, you know, if you want training questions, anything like that, as a player, a coach, I always say it, and I'm going to keep saying it, never hesitate to reach out to us. Get in touch with me at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. You can email me at Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. That's what we're here to do. Yes, Nolan still plays and trains. I train. I'm in Europe. Yes, I am right now and stuff like that, but I'm always accessible. We're always available to you, because that's where we live and die. That's what it's all about. Helping you navigate this crazy and wild baseball journey if you need it. And if you're just a fan that likes listening to the show, that's great too and stuff like that. Send us curveball questions like we always ask. Love entertaining them. Send us any questions that you have. That's what it's all about. That's the fun of this show. That's the fun of being a dirtbag. It's rolling the sleeves up. It's getting after it. It's getting dirty, like we always talk about, because why not? That's what baseball should be about. That's what life should be about. And that's what we're all about. And we're going to continue to be about that. So, again, thank you very much for being a part of the show. Thank you very much for being a part of the nation. You can always go over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, get hooked up with apparel, hats, whatever you need. If there's something that you're interested in and we don't have it, let us know and we'll get it up there for you. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second. We're going to get after it for you.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what do you want to get things rolling with tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about it. If you're going to go, go. And the one, or Abner Uribe sure as heck didn't let us down. Obviously, him and Jose Siri involved in a dust-up. Starts a couple innings earlier. Freddy Peralta throws the ball behind Jose Siri. Then all of a sudden, come the, I believe it was the eighth inning, and Jose Siri hits a ground ball up the first base line. Obviously, something was said. Abner Uribe stepped on first base. Then as he's coming back, steps on first base again before Jose Siri got there. And yeah, said something to him. Jose Siri said something back, and Abner Uribe just started popping him in the face, man. Like we said, if you're going to go, go. Like, don't. I hate the bench clearing brawls where nothing gets done. They just stand around. They don't do anything. It's useless, right? If you're going to swing, swing, man. These guys, they went to war. I was happy, man. I loved it. So, anyways, suspensions that happened during that. You get Freddy Peralta. He gets a 5-game. Siri gets a 3-game. Abner Uribe got a 6-game suspension. And who else? No, I believe that was it. Pat Murphy got a 2-game suspension. The manager for the Milwaukee Brewers. Obviously, yeah, I don't know what the full mix up, dust up, why it all happened and everything like that. Obviously, someone out there would know a better backstory than I would. I just happened to see the highlights, and that's what I saw. So I got all excited about it, man. Being a Canadian kid, that and especially with the hockey playoffs going on now, it reminds me a lot of that type of atmosphere where, hey, these boys are passionate. They care about winning. They care about doing it the right way, right? And if they need to throw it down, they're going to throw it down. And it was funny. I was just saying to Kirk there off air, it's the Canadian kid, Tyler Black. It's his first game up in the major leagues, and he gets to see that. I was like, welcome to the show, big fella. Like, yeah, welcome to the MLB. This is your first game, and you get involved. I mean, he wasn't actually physically involved with it. He wasn't throwing punches or anything like that. But come right off the bench and get into a bench-clearing brawl, just like he would have probably back when he was playing hockey when he was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously didn't see that one. I missed that one being over here in Europe or whatever, and that's, I'm glad you brought it up, Nolan, because I'm glad you said the NHL playoffs, because that's exactly what I thought about Dirtbags. If you're not a hockey fan, yeah, the NHL has their playoffs going right now, and that's a part of it, man. It's a whole different beast when they're in NHL hockey playoffs. If you're not a hockey fan, pick it up and watch a few games, man. You want to see big thundering hits. You want to see intensity. You bring it. So the way you described it, Jimmy, the way it sounds, and you get those types of suspensions, That's what it must have been, playoff style hockey, and that's awesome. I mean, really, when you break it down, Freddie Peralta probably doesn't miss a start out of it. So 5 games doesn't mean anything to him. Uribe does is a relief pitcher, definitely. You lose your manager for a couple of games. Siri, you know, Tampa Bay needs him in the roster or whatever. And that 3 games, I mean, it affects them the way they're playing right now. But absolutely, like you hit the nail on the head. You're going to go. You're going to get suspended. You might as well get at least legitimate use for getting suspended. So, hey, love it.
Then, obviously, this is big news for all MLB fans and I mean, obviously, the players as well, but mainly just the fans, in my opinion. MLB started 2025. They've announced that they will rectify the jerseys. They will correct whatever sort of issues that they currently have with them. As of right now, there's still nothing that they're going to do for this year. Obviously, there's still a couple of teams that don't have their jerseys yet, which is still absolutely insane to me at the fact that the MLB players don't even get to wear their own jerseys. Like the Cardinals, I know, for example, obviously me being a Cardinals fan, the powder blue jerseys that they wear on Saturdays on road games, they still don't have those ones. I believe the Phillies are missing a jersey, and there's a couple more teams. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, thank God MLB is actually acknowledging the fact that these jerseys are not up to snuff with what they should be. And obviously they're correcting them, correcting the see-through pants, everything like that. So, I mean, don't worry, come next year, you will be able to buy apparel again. You just got to hold tight for the year and hope your jersey from last year, from whenever you bought them, holds together for another year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just had to be done. There's nothing even more to talk about. You discussed it. I'm sure you dirtbags out there listening or whatever and that would agree with that, because disgusting mess up. Just an absolute albatross. And so move forward. Unfortunately, it's still a year, which is unfathomable. But anyways, it is what it is. But yes, we got to get those fixed up. No question.
Then obviously, I mean, the big news that I think really every baseball fan hates to hear it, and you know it's coming, unfortunately. Mike Trout. Obviously, this is one of the things that we talked about in the during the spring training, just before the season had started. Braden and myself, we were talking about predictions and bold predictions and everything, and Mike Trout knocking on the doorstep for 400 career home runs, saying, hey, if he can stay healthy, I mean, he's going to get there. Unfortunately, the writing's on the wall with that poor guy. I mean, what can you say? Torn meniscus, doesn't even know how it happened, when it happened. Just said third inning of the game, felt it a little bit tweaked when he was kind of coming in and out of the clubhouse. Sat down, stood back up, and basically it was tight on him. Goes, gets the MRI, torn meniscus. Obviously, right now there's no timetable for it. But you talk about just an absolute gut punch for the year that he was having. I get it. Obviously, the average wasn't the 320 or whatever you want to say. Obviously, he was only hitting 220. But, I mean, OPS 859, tied for the MLB lead with 10 home runs, 14 RBIs, which, I mean, makes perfect sense for how the Angels are this year. And even the fact he had 6 stolen bases, his most since 2019, and that's combining basically 2020 through 2023. He only had 5 stolen bases during that entire time period. So this was just an absolute gut punch for the way that Mike Trout had been performing so far through the first month.
Yeah, I'm devastated. I'm not even going to lie about it. As I saw the interview, and you could see how devastated he was about this one, emotional about it. You know, it just goes to show you, dirtbags, like we have to appreciate it. I was saying to you, Nolan, and that, like, we got Ellie De La Cruz tearing it up right now and being compared to all these ones. And then, you know, Acuna last year. And we just really have to be appreciative of being able to take advantage and watching these players play as long as they're healthy, because you never know when an injury is going to come up. And a meniscus is so small, but it's so devastating. It's one of the craziest things. If you've never had one, I've had one in my left knee. And it is. It's exactly that. It is such a small little thing, but it just debilitates you in your knee, and it just locks it up, and it is disastrous. You know, a lot of times they try to sew it back together. Now they've gotten to the point where they just get rid of it because it's not necessarily a necessity in your body, but it ends up tearing again, and it just ends up lingering. And so I wouldn't be surprised if that's what ends up happening with Troy. He just gets it removed completely. And then that's about an 8-week turnaround and stuff like that. That's if everything goes well. So, man, fingers crossed, because if you're not devastated, there's something wrong with you. Like you said, Nolan, the way he got out of the gate, yeah, the Angels are the Angels. We know what they are. But, man, he was right there. He was exciting to watch again. He was tattooing balls. Last week we spoke about it. This week I'm just devastated. I really am. It sucks. Plain and simple, it sucks.
Then, obviously, in a AAA matchup, now I get that we normally talk about MLB, but of course, with this kid knocking on the doorstep, I'm talking about Mr. Alek Manoah going up against Paul Skenes. Alek Manoah actually pitched half decent, but Paul Skenes, of course, the talk so far this year has been, hey, he's going, basically, he's got the 18K per nine, right? He's absolutely dicing up minor leagues, but when's he going to get stretched out? Now, the other night, just last night, him and Alek Manoah, obviously, this is a sight that Jays fans want to see as well. 6 innings, 1 run. Paul Skenes, I believe, was scoreless, if I'm not mistaken. But Alek Manoah, only 2 walks, 2 hits, 12 strikeouts. And then, obviously, Paul Skenes, 6 innings, no runs. I believe it was only 1 hit and 7 Ks. So, I mean, that was a heck of a pitching duel down in AAA. Obviously, that's a sight that Pittsburgh Pirates fans are looking forward to seeing once he arrives up at the Major League level. I'm talking Paul Skenes for this one. But the 6 innings was a huge must for him just to get over that next hurdle. Because, like I said, so far this year, he's only been going basically reliever-type innings. 3 innings here, 4 innings there. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break to continue talking about this.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Nolan, I know we're only in dirtbags. I know we're only 31 games in, 131 games left for most teams, 132 for some of them playing today. I think it's time. We've got to start talking about a few of these teams that are in their second seasons of just disastrous outcomes. And I just want to hammer on, is it time to start thinking about managers being replaced, being let go? Is there anybody on the hot seats, really, really on the hot seat for you at this point in time that the club has to just go ahead and make that move?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's two guys that obviously we've talked about until we're blue in the face. There's Schneider and there's Ollie Marmol. Obviously, both of them need to go. Neither of those teams are even performing remotely close to what they should be. You're looking at the Jays offense as a whole. It's absolutely abysmal. The big three, if you want to call them that, are playing like, I don't know, guys that don't want to be playing baseball come next year when their contracts are up. And I'm talking Bichette, Vladdy, and Springer's still got another, I think, year afterwards. But either way, like those guys, they're not performing anywhere up to snuff that they should be. Ollie Marmol with the Cardinals, like the Cardinals somehow, John Mozeliak, I don't know what sort of devil magic that dude works with old pitchers, but my goodness, the fact that Kyle Gibson, Lance Lynn, Sonny Gray, obviously, I guess that was about it for their accusations that they made this offseason for starting pitchers. All three of those guys have been phenomenal this year. Sub 4 ERAs. Obviously, Sonny Gray's ERA is like 1 and change. Lance Lynn's is I believe, still in the 2s. But either way, I'm looking at it, and their offense has prolific hitters, obviously. Nolan Arenado, 1 home run. The Cardinals as a team have 18 home runs. I'm looking at it like, why are these guys still here? But then even that, like, if you want to get into it, I don't know if necessarily, like Tampa Bay, I don't know if they're going to have a managerial change or what the heck the deal is going to go on there. Because right now that team just looks lost. Obviously, you got to give a few of the guys a little bit of leeway. Like I'm talking Ron Washington, obviously, with the injuries that he's dealt with, and it's only his first year back. Obviously, you get like a Rocco Baldelli. I don't think Baldelli's on the hot seat by any stretch of the imagination, especially with the run that they just kind of went on.
Yep.
But yeah, like those are obviously the two names that we've talked about in plethora for the past year and a half about the fact that there's still managers with their respective teams. Absolutely blows my mind. Outside of really those two and probably Kevin Cash, or not Kevin Cash, sorry. Why am I drawing a blank on it? Tampa Bay's manager.
Kevin Cash.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, like those guys, I don't know if yeah, like Kevin Cash, I mean, and it's not even like necessarily he's outstayed his welcome by any means. It's just the fact that the Rays, I mean, the team that we've known for the past few years, they're not even remotely close to that right now. Like, putting it politely, they're just not even a good enough team to what we've grown accustomed to. Don't get me wrong, the Rays, they still got a better record than, well, at least a third of the league. And I guarantee that there'd be a lot of teams that would jump on Kevin Cash if he became available. Obviously, he just signed a contract extension in the offseason, same as Ollie Marmol. But it's like right now, And the Rays still have a dang talented roster. So that's why I'm kind of sitting there thinking like, okay, well, the Philadelphia Phillies walked away from Joe Girardi pretty easily there a couple years ago. They hired Rob Thompson, obviously, to replace him. And, I mean, you look at the jumpstart that had on that organization. They were sub-500. They go to the World Series that year, right? So it's like, I don't know if necessarily any of these teams are going to fire their manager because for whatever reason, they love the puppets that they are. Like, obviously, Schneider and Ollie especially being puppets. Kevin Cash, I mean, Kevin Cash just seems like a yes man down there in Tampa Bay, but really, what do you have to work with? Like, you got Eric Neander as the GM there, who, I mean, and they all know that they're on a budgeted basis, so they get the most out of every single player. But right now, like I said, it just doesn't seem like it's a team that has everything figured out, and especially with the way that yesterday went with the bench clear and brawl. That's the only reason why I'm bringing up Kevin Cash's name as a possibility. The team's off to a slow start, and stuff like that happening where you can't even control your players to the point where all of a sudden they're getting thrown behind and leading to bench clearing brawls where the guys are punching them. Now, I get that that's contradictory to what we were saying earlier in the show, because I love a good fight. Love a good old-fashioned baseball fight, man. But I'm like, okay, at the same time, like, Kevin Cash, I don't know if necessarily you're going to have that much longer of a rope still in Tampa Bay.
Wow, that's a bold call for sure. I think Kevin Cash is fine or whatever. They love him. He's earned that right to be around and stuff like that. Definitely go back to Marmol, because you're looking at, really seriously, when you're looking at that team now, all joking aside, like, that's just
There's no joke. That is bar none the worst baseball team in baseball. And I get that the Chicago White Sox exist, but my goodness, the Chicago White Sox put up a better fight than the Cardinals. The offense that I have seen this year out of the Cardinals offense, and like I said, they have prolific names. That is absolutely abysmal. There's no reason for 99% of that lineup to be hitting sub two. Like, it is an absolute joke. The only guys that I've seen consistently show up to the plate so far, and of all people, I would have never said this to start out the year, Mason Wynn, just based on the way that he swung last year to finish up the year. Mason Wynn's been fantastic for them at shortstop. Nolan Arenado, obviously, I mean, he's still got the average. He's hitting like 275, but the power numbers are not even remotely close. He's got one bomb and like five. I know he's got double-digit RBIs, but it seems like he only has about five RBIs. Contreras has been, thank goodness, the one guy that can actually hit in that lineup consistently. He's about 280 with five bombs and I think 10 RBIs. So, like, I'm just looking at that lineup, like, it's an absolute joke. Like, and somehow I would have said before the year that the pitching staff would have been the downfall for that team and the offense would have put up 8-9 runs a game. But now I'm looking at it, the offense is lucky to score one.
Yeah, they really are. Again, and we're talking about managers, and you talked about the Chicago Cubs, so there you go. I mean, you paid the highest price ever or whatever and that for Craig Counsell, but I mean, you look at the Cubbies and you look at the Cardinals on paper, and I get the old cliche, adage, whatever you want to say, your games aren't won or lost on paper. I get that. But I'm just saying, like, the Cubbies are at 18-12 right now, one game behind the Brewers. Council's replacement, Pat Murphy, didn't miss a beat. Seems like he's just rolling with the Brewers and stuff like that. But the Cubbies, I wouldn't say they're as good as the St. Louis Cardinals on paper, that's for sure. Hendricks has gone down. They've had to get some pitchers. Now, Shota Imanaga, I mean, hey, what can you say?
Godsend.
Rookie of the year, maybe. MVP maybe right now and stuff like that as well.
Well, MVP of the Cubs. MVP is still Mookie Betts. MVP is still Mookie Betts.
He is. I'm just saying he's at least in that conversation, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's not only in the rookie of the year, he's in that conversation.
Well, he should be heavy favorite right now for NL Cy Young, the way that he's pitched in the first month. Like, he's been lights out.
So there you go, multiple awards and stuff like that. But the bottom line is, I mean, Craig Counsell just steady the ship, write it and carry on and do it, right? Former St. Louis Cardinal manager Mike Schilt out in San Diego, right? They're not lighting up the charts, but I think this year, in all fairness, everybody kind of, oh, well, the Padres had their blip and we all excited. Now we're not excited anymore or whatever. And hey, he's not at 500 yet. He's at 15-18 or whatever. He's only one game ahead of what the Cardinals actually are or whatever. But, you know, bottom line is Marmol won for sure. I mean, that's 2 years in a row. They're sitting in the basement. That's just not the St. Louis Cardinals, plain and simple. Toronto Blue Jays. You got to rock and roll with Schneider. Get off the pot. Quit fooling around. This is ridiculous, because that's 2.5 seasons now we're talking about.
And here's the biggest thing about Schneider too, right? When you have guys like Whit Merrifield and you have other veteran players, Matt Chapman included, leaving the team in the offseason, and you know damn well that there is a 0% chance that they're coming back. These are veterans that other guys around the MLB will listen to. And if they reach out to a Whit Merrifield or they reach out to a Matt Chapman, hey, Toronto's got a good offer on the table for me. What do you think? they reach out to those guys and they just sit there and say, dude, don't even consider coming north of the border. Stay down in the States, enjoy your time, enjoy your summers, enjoy your weather, because you come up here and play for Schneider, you will just be a miserable SOB.
Yeah. I mean, I think by all accounts, and I think that's what's gotten him in the problem, is he's almost too friendly with the guys. Almost that minor league manager, right? Where, you know, yes, he's trying to work his way up the pipeline, but he's also got to be a little bit more friendly to the players, so to speak, and stuff like that. And you just can't do that at the major league level. I get that it's a different age group, and you have to be able to do that. But I think there's a difference between being almost thought of as friends. And it's not just Schneider. You're right. It's the Vladdy Guerrero segment too, right? Where it's almost make a trade and a new manager.
Hey,
there's dirtbags out there listening that are going, you guys are nuts. You're out of your minds. But you cannot deny it. I just want to carry on going Colorado Rockies. I mean, Bud Black is Bud Black. Yes, it would be easy to terminate him, but that team's not good enough for any manager right now. They're just not good enough.
No.
So I know the contract he has is open-ended, and that's great. Both sides are willing to grow together and stuff like that and try to get it going. So if Bud Black is willing to stay there, God bless him, because that's got to be tough going to the yard every day knowing you're in that situation. Houston, obviously, he's not going to get let go yet, but we've talked about that before as well. That's a tough shift right now. That's not looking good either down in Houston.
No, yeah, down in Houston right now, I mean, that's the tough thing with the rookie managers. You don't know what you're going to get. You got to give them a little leeway. But it's like these guys that have been in the league for a few years now and they're underperforming back-to-back years, what are we doing? Like, that's just embarrassing. But anyways, dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break to take the curtain call questions.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Important news. Mother's Day is only 2 weeks away, but don't panic. Go to Kohl's. I was just there, and they have great prices on gifts for all of the moms in your life. You can pamper her with self-care favorites, treat her to Glam Sephora finds, get top picks for her coffee fix, and more. Plus, if you shop now, you'll save 20% on some of your gifts. Yep, it doesn't get much better or easier than Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends April 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, Nolan. And we were talking about the Houston Astros. I don't know if I've ever seen it myself. Jose Abreu agreeing to go down to AAA to get the swing worked out and figured out. Too tough, or a season and a month of tough ball for that new contract for him. That's a statement by a guy of that stature, former MVP, to be able to do that. That's a class act. Houston Astros fans, what's your thoughts, Nolan, on it?
Yeah, I mean, no, hey, that's big time veteran move by Jose Abreu. Obviously, no guy that has been in his shoes wants to go back down to the minor leagues and have to try and figure it out. Especially, like you said, he's won an MVP, albeit in the shortened season. He's been just a consistent pro pretty much ever since he came up. Obviously, he's got to be a great locker room guy because you don't hear anything bad about the dude. And for him to do this, just realize, okay, listen, like, and keep in mind, I mean, he is hitting sub 100. Like, he's just had an absolutely horrible start. And that's putting it mildly. Like, so for him to just acknowledge and basically go to upper management based on the way that I heard the story and say, hey, listen here, guys, send me down to the minors. Like, I will go down there, I will perform and try and figure out my swing and come back up here and try and help you guys. And I mean, obviously, they need his bat, like same way as they need Alex Bregman's bat. Right now, Alex Bregman is not having a good year either. And just kind of some of those guys there, like obviously Altuve is having another fantastic year. OPS plus of 1,000, OPS over 1,000. Sorry, is what I mean. You get still Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, guys like that that are hitting well. I think that like obviously Abreu needs to go down, but I mean, still, I hope that he can get it figured out very fast because the Houston Astros need whatever sort of production they can get right now out of the first baseman DH situations. Because John Singleton, I can't say, will be a good long-term option for this season.
Two unicorns, a century apart. The Dirtbag saw it on my Instagram post, or the story and stuff like that. Put it up yesterday. Got it from the guys over at Size Up. And that was unbelievable. I don't know if you saw that or not, Nolan, when I posted it, but or I shared it as a story. Century apart, Babe Ruth, Shohei Ohtani. What was it? 781 games, I think, both played. One was at what? 177 for
Babe had 176. Shohei had 177 home runs.
Their pitching lines were 37-19 and 38-19 after the same amount of innings. That is unbelievable. A century apart and that's happening. I was blown away when I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, no, that really is a crazy stat line just to hear like how similar they were. And then now obviously do not look at the K per nine or anything like that. Because obviously Shohei's got that one beat by a mile on Babe Ruth. Babe obviously only pitched for, what, 5 years, something like that, before his pitching career was done. But right now, I mean, it's Shohei obviously is just the ultimate anomaly for baseball. He really is a unicorn. And, I mean, you're seeing more and more guys that are down in the minor leagues that are still considered two-way players. But it's like, okay, for you to be a two-way player up at the major leagues, you got to be a flat-out absolute stud. Like, Brendan McKay, unfortunately, he's the first North American guy that I can think of that was, like, super highly touted, right? He was a first-round guy by Tampa Bay. I want to say this was 2018, maybe, draft class. And, yeah, unfortunately, guys like him, like, he's going to be basically stuck in AAA if he can stay healthy because – neither way, he was good enough to perform up at the major league level, in my opinion, at least. And just based on the injury history that the guy's had, like, that's why I'm sitting there looking at it. Like, Shohei Ohtani, the stuff that he's doing really is just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I love the one comment when I looked through it. What was it? How did they say it? Something? Shohei's the American Babe Ruth or whatever it is, or legend or whatever it was. And then the one person put down, it was like, no, Babe Ruth's the American Shohei Ohtani or whatever. And I thought, you know what, fair enough. Again, we weren't around that. Not many dirtbags, or probably serial dirtbags out there listening, were around then. So it's really unfair to compare that to Babe Ruth of Shohei and vice versa. But those numbers, that's eerie. That's freaky how history can repeat itself to a degree. Like you said, obviously, I mean, Shohei's going to carry on. He's got another 9+ years of contract and maybe another one after that. Who knows what the final numbers will look like and stuff like that. But it was really unique to see it. I was quite surprised by it. So Justin Hairstead moves up last week, as you made the call, Nolan, with the Baltimore Orioles, shipped down Jackson Holliday, got his feet wet. He'll be back in time, no problem. They've overtaken the Yankees in that big 3-game series this week. They've only got 2. They've still got game 3 today. Hey, 19-10 Baltimore Orioles, 19-12 now New York Yankees. Still the 2 big juggernauts in the AL East?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Boston realistically has outperformed what kind of everybody's expectations for Boston were up to this point in time, obviously. I mean, we had Boston as the basement dwellers. Toronto, until they get whatever it is figured out that they have wrong with them, obviously they're going to continue to just stay in the rut. Tampa Bay right now, like I said, I mean, obviously they're in a rut. 14-18, I can't really see them jumping the Yankees, especially with the way the Yankees have been playing for the first month. Obviously, all their big boys are healthy, which is excellent. Juan Soto has cemented himself heavily in that MVP talks, if not the favorite for the AL after the first month. I mean, he's looking like he's about to become that $500 million player that we were just ripping on him for his entire San Diego career or tenure. But yeah, like, I mean, he's been phenomenal. Here's the thing though, right? Baltimore, just like we always talk about, Baltimore is just churning out good young players. One guy steps in, one guy steps up for another. I mean, case in point, Grayson Rodriguez goes on the shelf earlier today. I believe, what did I say? Right shoulder inflammation. I mean, it sounds like it's probably going to be a 3-4 start thing, depending on kind of how he feels after about 15 days, and then they'll reevaluate it. But yeah, and then all of a sudden, now you get back a former All-Star in John Means, who, I mean, unfortunately, the past couple of years has battled a few different injuries. Obviously, Tommy John there at the end of the 22 season. During the 22 season, and then came back at the end of last year, just kind of in like a get me to the playoffs role type of deal. But yeah, I mean, having a guy like that to come back as a former All-Star, that's an excellent boost for the Baltimore Orioles.
You just talked about it earlier in the show and stuff like that. And we don't do enough shout outs for the Minnesota Twins and stuff like that. 9-game winning streak. Back in the hunt again. They're 3 back of the Cleveland Guardians, who are playing unbelievable baseball, as we've talked about. A.J. Hinch has got Detroit rolling again. I mean, obviously a good series against your Cardinals and stuff like that, maybe at the right time, the way the Cardinals are playing. Kansas City still rolling in that, but the Twins are right back at 16-13. They got Correa back. How are you feeling about them moving forward?
I mean, the Twins, it's obviously they went on a dang good streak there. Their pitching, I still think they need another couple of guys for their pitching. If they can get everybody healthy, I mean, Buxton obviously just went on the shelf again today. It was just today. And that's one that, I mean, obviously you hate to see, because Byron Buxton, obviously, when healthy, he's phenomenal talent. But yeah, I mean, that guy can't stay healthy either. I still have Kansas City winning the division. I'm not going to waver on that until later in the year, very late in the year. But either way, no, I mean, the run that the Twins have been on, Rocco Baldelli, that's why I was saying earlier in the show, like, hey, his name to start out the year was on the cut list for managers being fired. But now, I mean, the job that they've done to turn around their season, like you said, a 9-game streak, 9-game heater, man, like, that's huge for them. Because like you said, they were out of it entirely, because that's the only division right now in baseball that has four teams above 500. So you're looking at it, that's a four-team race. Like, Cleveland obviously kind of scuffled a little bit this week. They're on a two-game slide, sorry, but I think they've lost four of their last five. Like you said, Detroit and Kansas City, they're both 18-13. Minnesota 16-13. It's going to be a good hunt all year.
Just over 3.5 minutes left. Let's go through this. We are at May 1st. Dirtbags. We're at May 1st. So, Nolan, let's go down the rest of this month. NL Central. Any moves being made over this month? Any predictions? Milwaukee's leading. Chicago in 2. Cincinnati in 3. Pittsburgh at 4. Tied with the Cardinals. Makes a move over this month.
I think realistically the Cardinals jump the Pirates, but at the same time, I think the Pirates will call up Paul Skeens.
Okay, what about the Cincinnati Reds?
No movement out of the top three.
NL East. Braves lead it to a half game over the Phillies. Mets are playing good baseball. Washington Nationals are playing decent baseball. And the Marlins obviously are the Marlins. Any movement there?
No, I think Phillies jump the Braves.
They overtake them over the next month, you're predicting? Yeah. NL West. Dodgers look like they're starting to roll pretty good or whatever and that again, but you never know. So Dodgers in first, Giants in second, Padres in third, Diamondbacks in fourth, and Colorado.
Yeah, I think Arizona jumps up ahead of San Fran, but I think the rest of the standings kind of remain status quo. So I got Arizona jumping up to the 2 seed. I got San Diego 4. I got San Fran 3. And I obviously Colorado will be in the basement.
AL East, we talked a little bit about it. Orioles in first, Yankees, Red Sox, Jays, and the Rays.
Yeah, I think Tampa will jump up to the 3 seed, and I think the Yankees will pass Baltimore after this month if everybody stays healthy.
Just talked about it a little bit. AL Central, Guardians in 1, Tigers 2, tied with the Royals, Twins right behind them, Chicago off the map.
Yeah. I got Kansas City jumping up to the leaders. I got Cleveland staying 2. I got Detroit staying 3. I got Minnesota staying 4. Kansas City, like, don't get me wrong, I think it's going to be probably about 3 to 5 games between all four of those teams by the end of this upcoming month.
And probably one of the weirdest divisions for me, AL West. Mariners are now in first, game above the Rangers. Athletics 3.5 back. Angels are what they are, 6 now, and the Astros at 6.5. Who makes the move there?
Yeah, I mean, Texas obviously needs to get some of their bats rolling and get a few of those. Like, even Evan Carter obviously hasn't performed up to kind of what everybody was expecting. Wyatt Langford hits his first home run and goes on the shelf. I can't see any movement across any of those teams there. Seattle, in my opinion, like, I mean, I know that they were my early World Series prediction out of the AL side, so I still got them as the number one team in that division.
Yeah, that pitching looks like they're all pretty good, man. There's no question about it. So there you have it, Dirtbags. Can't thank you enough for sending in your questions. Again, you can send them in to us, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com or Instagram or Facebook at DirtbagBaseballNation. Please send them in. We love them. We love reviewing them. We love talking about them. Unfortunately, we can't answer them all here on the episodes, but we love talking with you out there and just sharing your thoughts and your passion and how much you love your own team. So we will be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, my final thought this week, shout out to Matt Hilton. For those that don't know, he's the beekeeper guy that was down in Arizona. Obviously, he had to travel quite a long distance to come over to the Arizona Diamondbacks Stadium as he was watching his son's T-ball game late on Tuesday night. And then basically drove, yeah, so 23 miles away from Chase Field, drives over there. The game was postponed anyways, but it was purely because of the swarm of bees that were migrating in behind home plate. He comes, gets it all taken care of, then today goes out, throws the first pitch before the game. Huge standing ovation, giving him MVP chance and everything like that. Obviously, everybody loved what he did, and with good reason. You don't want to go to a baseball game and be attacked by a swarm of bees.
We've said it 100 times, man, 1,000 times. You just never know what's going to happen at a ball game, man. So every time you get to go to one live, take advantage of it. Love it. No matter how good or bad your team is doing or whatever and that, there's just always entertainment there. And that's the exciting and crazy thing about baseball as well. I was just talking with my assistant coach over here and about that very same stuff, about the off-field entertainment and how you can just make the game more than just a baseball game. So there's a great example of it. Cool thing. Helps them out and gets to throw at the first pitch. How cool is that, man? That's unbelievable. So, Dirtbags, we cannot thank you enough for being a part of the show and part of the nation. We say it, but it's true, man. It really is. Wherever you are out there in the world listening to us, we thank you so much for being a part of it. We live it, we breathe it, we die it. I know I say it every week, and I'm going to continue to say it every week because it's 100% the truth. So as I've said before, please reach out to us with any questions that you have. Do not be afraid. That's what we do. We talk about it and stuff. We don't talk about the training here on the show and stuff like that, but when you want to get behind the scenes and get dirty and that, we'll get dirty with you, and we'll And we're big mental guys. That's what it's all about. Getting that mental work in to help with the physical and the emotional part of your game. As a player or a coach, and even as a parent, helping you guide this crazy and unbelievable baseball world, if you are at the involved in the amateur levels and the youth levels and stuff like that. So that's what it's all about. So reach out to us anytime on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Do it, please, if you need it. So unfortunately, it's that time, though. It is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.